the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. A little while. Just a little bit of time. Mysterious words of our Lord Jesus Christ. And indeed, the Gospel is insisting on peace of the world. A little while. The liturgy gives us a possibility every year to live again, to experience again the life of our Lord Jesus Christ on earth, among us. And in a little while, we are going to experience again the separation of Christ from his disciples. We are very lucky that we were not born in the time of Jesus Christ. We are very lucky that we didn't have to decipher everything as Jesus Christ was walking the streets and the path of Galilee. Why? Can you imagine that for the 12 and the contemporaries of our Lord Jesus Christ, they were seeing our Lord Jesus Christ in the flesh, a man that they saw growing up, that they were seeing eating, living day after day. They knew his mother. They knew his family, where he worked. Everything about him. Certainly they were and must have been impressed by his stature, his beauty, his fact that he was so honest, so great, so intelligent, so straightforward. And yet, our Lord Jesus Christ was telling them, I am the Son of God. I came straight forward from heaven. I have no father but the Father who is in heaven. You are going to eat my flesh. What a challenge for faith, for the 12. More so, the same our Lord Jesus Christ. They saw him tortured, condemned, conspired by the crowd, nailed on the cross, dead. Yes, indeed, they saw our Lord Jesus Christ once again risen, and they could barely believe their own eyes. And now our Lord Jesus Christ says, in a little while I am going to be gone again. But I promise you are going to see me again. But where I go, you cannot go. But you are going to see me again. Confusing, isn't it? And we have 2,000 years of theology. We have 2,000 years of maturation of the reality of what our Lord Jesus Christ taught the disciples. And we see how much our Lord Jesus Christ believes in us, come to us, taught us. Yes, indeed, we believe that he is the Son of God, second person of the Blessed Trinity, who came into this world for our sake, lived with us to teach us how to live and how to imitate his examples, died upon the cross in reparation for my sin, for your sins, rose and went to heaven in order to prepare a place for us, because in a very little while we are going to see him again, when we are going to die, which is soon enough. Way too soon. Way too far. First encounter with our Lord Jesus Christ, where hopefully our joy is going to be renewed, intact, and where we never be able to be sad anymore, if we are able to see Jesus again. We are going to see him again at the second coming. When, where, how, we don't know. That's not important, because the only thing that's important is to be ready. So, what is our attitude to be? Are we to be like the 12 or the 11th, Judas being gone? Are we going to be like the 11th on the day of the Ascension, looking at the sky, waiting for something more to happen? Are we going to hear the angel saying, "Why are you staying here idle? Go to work. Go down to the valley. You know now. You have this treasure, the treasure of our Lord Jesus Christ in your heart. Our Lord is in you. Gave it himself, the baptism. You know better, even better than the disciples. We have been baptized. We have received the sacraments. And our Lord Jesus Christ come to us. He never left us. His presence in us, full sanctifying grace, as much as we don't chase him away from mortal sin. He is present to us when we pray, listening to us, carefully, patiently, granting what we need. He is with us when we receive the sacraments, normal way that he communicates himself. So let us ban from our life any kind of pessimism. We hear often today that the church is not doing well. We often that there is so many scandals, so many difficult things, that the world is going astray. That is true. There is many truth about that. But can we hear more how much the grace of God works in our souls? Can we hear more how much God is caring for you and for me? How much we have the possibility to live as good Catholics now? And if you are here today, is that because you are an elite, chosen among the others? Is that because you are better than others? No. We are sinners, like the other. And yet you are here at Margaret Mary. Why? Why such a grace? Why such a privilege? I don't know. But the finger of God is upon you. And he's asking you, do you want to be my friend? Do you want to return love for love? Do you want to follow me to the end? And he gives us all the means that we have. And through the Blessed Virgin Mary, that we certainly invoke specially on this day of Mother's Day, we ask God, "Oh my God, I am way, way too weak to follow such a path. And yet, your grace never fail. Amen." In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.